Dr. Ronald Swatsina, director and chief scientist of the Houston Neuroscience Brain Center, inspired our clinician detective series. In his Association for Applied Psychophysiology and Biofeedback, APB, distinguished scientist address, he reminded his audience that the DSM-5 requires that general medical conditions be systematically ruled out before assigning a psychiatric diagnosis to ensure diagnostic validity and appropriate treatment planning. He argued that in abrupt onset and refractory cases, e.g. biomarkers should challenge neurofeedback providers and their medical colleagues to become detectives to identify its causes. This collaborative approach allows each professional to contribute to assessment while staying in their lane. Spindling excessive beta, SEB, is a specific electroencephalographic, EEG, phenomenon characterized by rhythmic, spindle-shaped bursts of beta frequency activity. SEB is a transdiagnostic biomarker. Beta denotes brain waves within the 13 to 30 Hz range, and spindling refers to a waxing and waning morphological pattern resembling sleep spindles, but occurring at higher frequencies. Unlike normal sleep spindles, typically 12 to 16 Hz during non-REM stage 2 sleep, SEB is pathologic when present diffusely during wakefulness, Kreppel et al., 2021, Neuer, 1997. SEB was first formally observed and described by Frederick A. Gibbs and Erna L. Gibbs in the early development of clinical electroencephalography. In 1950, they published the Atlas of Electroencephalography, in which they documented rhythmic bursts of high-frequency beta activity occurring in patients with various neurological and psychiatric disorders. This pattern, although not yet termed spindling excessive beta, was recognized as an abnormal finding that suggested cortical irritability or pathological brain states. They noted that spindle-like formations of fast beta waves were particularly prevalent in individuals suffering from toxic encephalopathies, epilepsy, and states of diffuse cortical dysfunction, Gibbs and Gibbs, 1950. Further elaboration was provided in their 1962 volume, Atlas of Electroencephalography, Volume 2, Epilepsy, where the Gibbses described more precisely how high-frequency beta spindles could serve as markers of cortical instability, often associated with epileptic and toxic metabolic syndromes, Gibbs and Gibbs, 1962. Although their work laid the foundational observations, the specific term spindling excessive beta was not introduced until much later. It was Johnstone, Gunkelman, and Lunt, 2005, who refined the modern conceptualization of SEB, defining it within a clinical EEG database as high-frequency beta with a spindle morphology, often with an anterior emphasis. This formalization helped integrate SEB into contemporary neuropsychiatric research. Recent large-scale reviews, such as those by Swatsina and colleagues, 2024, have reaffirmed that the original observations by the Gibbses remain central to understanding SEB's clinical significance, particularly in refractory psychiatric conditions. How to identify SEB in the EEG? SEB is identified through a standard EEG interpreted by trained neurophysiologists. Visual analysis remains the gold standard, assessing for spindle-shaped beta activity in the 13 to 30 Hz range, typically distributed frontocentrally, Kreppel et al., 2021. Unlike typical beta activity, SEB follows a waxing-waning morphology akin to sleep spindles but occurs during wakefulness indicative of pathophysiologic cortical hyperexcitability or dysregulation. Primary clinical interpretation relies on pattern recognition and morphology, John et al., 1988, Swatsina et al., 2015. What causes SEB? The presence of SEB typically signals cortical dysregulation or hyperarousal. SEB from 14 to 20 Hz is associated with benzodiazepines and barbiturates, Gibbs and Gibbs, 1962. SEB from 20 to 30 Hz may reflect cortical irritability or a predisposition toward cortical hyperexcitability and has been associated with viral or toxic encephalopathies similar to those observed in epilepsy, Kreppel et al., 2021. SEB is consistently observed across multiple DSM-5 categories, particularly in refractory or treatment-resistant presentations. Its widespread occurrence suggests that SEB reflects a core neurobiological disruption rather than a disorder-specific feature. SEB is observed across a wide spectrum of psychiatric and neurological disorders, including attention deficit/hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, anxiety disorders, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, bipolar disorder, and in some cases of epilepsy, Hughes and John, 1999, Kreppel et al., 2021. Functional studies have demonstrated that SEB is associated transdiagnostically with problems of impulse control, independently of specific DSM-5 diagnoses, Kreppel et al., 2021. Further strengthening this association, Swatsina and colleagues, 2015, found that in a large sample of refractory psychiatric cases, for EEG biomarkers including SEB were commonly present regardless of traditional diagnostic labels. Specifically, SEB was identified across disorders such as ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, ASD, mood disorders, and anxiety disorders. Importantly, the presence of SEB did not correlate strictly with any specific DSM-5 category but rather indicated underlying cortical dysregulation contributing to medication failure, Swatsina et al., 2015. Swatsina et al., 2024, further validated these findings in a larger replication study of 1,233 patients, confirming that SEB, along with focal slowing, encephalopathy, and isolated epileptiform discharges, constituted the major biomarkers underlying treatment resistance. This work supports the emerging view that SEB reflects neurobiological dysfunction beyond traditional psychiatric nosology and is critical for guiding precision medicine approaches. SEB is not a diagnosis, but a marker of underlying pathologies, Dr. Swatsina. Furthermore, toxic encephalopathies, especially due to heavy metal exposure, e.g., lead, mercury, have been implicated in the genesis of SEB, Swatsina et al., 2024. Structural injuries such as traumatic brain injury, TBI, and hypoxic or metabolic insults may also produce spindling beta by disrupting inhibitory-excitatory balance, Swatsina et al., 2015. Recent research suggests that genetic factors contribute to beta frequency abnormalities, with polymorphisms in GABA receptor genes affecting cortical beta power, Kreppel et al., 2021, Porgesh et al., 2002. Which DSM-5 diagnoses are associated with SEB? SEB has been linked with several DSM-5 diagnoses, including attention deficit/hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, ASD, bipolar disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, American Psychiatric Association, 2013, Hughes and John, 1999, Swatsina et al., 2015, Swatsina et al., 2024. In autism specifically, routine EEG studies have demonstrated high rates of subclinical epileptiform activity and beta abnormalities, including SEB patterns, emphasizing the shared biological mechanisms between epilepsy, autism, and cortical dysregulation, Swatsina et al., 2018. It is important to recognize that EEG abnormalities are not diagnostic of psychiatric conditions but serve as neurophysiological markers that must be interpreted within the broader clinical context, Swatsina et al., 2024. Drugs that worsen SEB. Certain pharmacological agents are known to exacerbate SEB. Benzodiazepines increase beta activity by enhancing GABAergic inhibition, paradoxically leading to excessive beta synchrony, particularly with chronic use, Fisher et al., 2014, Swatsina et al., 2024. Stimulants such as methylphenidate and amphetamines, by increasing cortical excitability, can enhance beta activity and potentially worsen spindling, Swatsina et al., 2024. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, have been reported to increase cortical beta power in susceptible individuals, Ulbrich and Arns, 2013. Thus, clinicians should exercise caution in patients with prominent SEB when prescribing CNS-activating agents because they may worsen clinical symptoms or induce treatment resistance in individuals with SEB. Differential diagnosis and recommended testing. The identification of SEB should prompt thorough evaluation for reversible etiologies. A significant shift from symptom-focused psychiatric labeling to an organic brain dysfunction model, Dr. Swatsina. When SEB is detected, the differential diagnosis could include metabolic encephalopathy, hepatic, renal, hypoxic causes, primary psychiatric disorders, e.g., ADHD, bipolar disorder, sleep disorders, especially insomnia with hyperarousal, toxic encephalopathy, particularly heavy metal toxicity, and traumatic brain injury, TBI, Krepel et al., 2021, Swatsina et al., 2024. Recommended investigations include a comprehensive metabolic panel, extended EEG monitoring if epileptiform activity is suspected, heavy metal screening, blood, urine, MRI of the brain, to assess for structural abnormalities, neuropsychological assessment, to define cognitive domains affected, and thyroid function testing. Illustrative case narrative, Jacob. Jacob, a 14-year-old boy, was initially diagnosed with ADHD after exhibiting chronic inattention, impulsivity, and emotional dysregulation. Stimulant medications worsened his symptoms. A baseline EEG demonstrated SEB over the frontal and central regions. Given these findings, functional testing was pursued. A provoked urine heavy metal analysis revealed significant lead toxicity. Jacob underwent a medically supervised chelation therapy protocol alongside zinc supplementation. Over 6 months, his cognitive and behavioral symptoms resolved, and a repeat EEG showed normalization of beta activity. He no longer met the criteria for ADHD. This case highlights that what was initially diagnosed as a psychiatric disorder was in fact a reversible environmental encephalopathy, underscoring the importance of physiological investigation when SEB is present. Conclusion. Spindling excessive beta, SEB, represents a critical neurophysiological marker of cortical dysregulation identifiable on the EEG. While traditionally overlooked or misattributed solely to psychiatric disorders such as ADHD or anxiety, SEB's presence often signals deeper neurobiological dysfunctions, including toxic encephalopathies, metabolic derangements, and subtle structural or genetic anomalies. As emerging research from Swatsina et al., 2015, 2024, and others demonstrates, SEB is highly prevalent in refractory psychiatric cases and transcends traditional DSM-5 categories, being detected across ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, ASD, mood disorders, and PTSD. This finding underscores the need to move beyond symptom-based models and toward precision diagnostics grounded in neurophysiology. Clinicians encountering SEB must resist premature diagnostic closure. Instead, comprehensive evaluation including toxicology screening, metabolic profiling, sleep assessment, and advanced neuroimaging should be prioritized to uncover correctable underlying causes. Treating SEB's root causes rather than its neurobehavioral consequences can dramatically alter clinical outcomes, often eliminating the need for long-term psychiatric medications. The identification of SEB thus exemplifies the principle that testing the organ we are treating, the brain, must become central to modern psychiatric and neurodevelopmental practice. Integrating SEB assessment into clinical workflows can significantly improve diagnostic clarity, treatment precision, and long-term outcomes for patients with complex neuropsychiatric profiles, Dr. Swatsina. Key takeaways. Spindling excessive beta, SEB, is a nonspecific EEG biomarker indicating cortical dysregulation, not a psychiatric diagnosis. SEB is highly prevalent in refractory cases of ADHD, ASD, anxiety, mood disorders, and PTSD, reflecting underlying neurobiological dysfunction rather than pure behavioral pathology. Heavy metal toxicity, metabolic encephalopathy, chronic sleep disorders, and subtle genetic vulnerabilities must be considered in the differential diagnosis of SEB. Certain medications, especially benzodiazepines, stimulants, and SSRIs, can worsen SEB and should be used cautiously in affected individuals. Proper identification and treatment of SEB's underlying causes can lead to full symptom resolution, reversing misdiagnoses and preventing unnecessary chronic psychiatric treatment.